Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Our federal government first, the GC Strategies owners have appeared before the Parliamentary Ethics Committee, and they have the temerity to challenge the Federal Auditor General's numbers and methodology. She obviously doesn't know how to do her job, because we didn't take as much money. We didn't make as much money as was reported. Duff Conacher joins us, co-founder of Democracy Watch, democracywatch.ca. Duff, thanks for coming back on the program. Where do you stand with the testimony of the two owners of GC Strategies in the Parliament?
Well, they were quibbling about the Auditor General's amount, a total that the GC Strategies was paid for ArriveCan. But the Auditor General said, I can't really tell because the accounting by Canada Border Service Agency's officials was so bad, so vague, invoices, payments made without real documentation of receipts for expenses and things like that. So she said, I'm just guessing because I can't tell. So it's a pretty small quibble for these two people who really are in a lot more trouble than just what the total amount was that they paid. And it's just incredible, their testimony this week. They really seem out of it. And it makes it even more amazing that public servants would hand these people hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts from multiple different departments over the last decade, given that they really don't seem to know what they're doing.
So do you sense that there's a fetid iceberg to be melted away here?
Very much so. And there are multiple investigations by the Integrity Commissioner, by the Privacy Commissioner is the latest one. The RCMP is investigating. The Auditor General and Procurement Ombudsman have already looked at it. And, of course, ongoing hearings by the Parliamentary Committee on Government Operations. And it looks really bad. I mean, multiple rules broken. And if they weren't broken, it just reveals technical loopholes in those rules that these guys exploited to avoid transparency, accountability, ethics, and all the rules that are supposed to apply to government contracting.
Yeah. And more broadly, we know that individuals who worked for the government, worked in the government bureaucracy, were also applying for contracts for millions of dollars from the federal government and getting those contracts. I mean,
including two employees of the Auditor General's,
who she fired and investigating a third, right?
Yes. And it just shows, as we've said now for 25 years, the system is the scandal. There are so many loopholes. It runs as an honor system. So government employees are supposed to disclose conflicts of interest to their boss or of any private interest that could cause a conflict of interest so that it can be watched. And it runs entirely as an honor system. There are no audits. There are no inspections. One of my father's favorite sayings was, people do what you inspect, not what you expect. And yet the entire ethics enforcement system in the federal government, and this applies across the country, provincial, territorial, municipal governments as well, runs on an honor system where no one is inspecting, no one is doing audits. The lobbying commissioner doesn't audit lobbyists. Nobody is actually doing law enforcement 101. So it's essentially like here's the speed limit on a rural road, but don't worry, the police never have a speed trap. Well, do you really think 100% of people are going to follow the speed limit?
No, I've often said where there's no police enforcement, there's no speed limit.
Exactly. And so that's what we have in terms of ethics, contracting out, spending generally, lobbying, transparency and registration and the ethics of lobbying. That is our system across the country with government. And politicians say, oh, I don't understand why people don't trust us. They have written rules that are full of loopholes. Yeah. They set up enforcement systems that are totally weak and don't even do law enforcement 101 techniques that are needed. to ensure people follow the rules, and then they expect that Canadians should trust them.
Yeah,
Duff, they're going to do a good job.
We'll pick this up. We'll pick this up another day, probably next weekend if you have the time. Thanks so much for today. Thank you.
Thanks very much for your interest.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.